News in brief at Press TV, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree formally recognizing Crimea as a sovereign state. The peninsula declared itself independent after its people voted on Sunday to secede from Ukraine with the goal of joining Russia. In response to the referendum, the U.S. and the EU have imposed bans on a number of Russian and Crimean officials. Residents of the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk have set up checkpoints along all the main roads heading to Russia. The checkpoints were established by a pro-Russia group of volunteer self-defense forces. They say the move was taken to prevent the Ukrainian military from approaching the border with Russia. Egypt's official human rights body says the country's security forces and armed elements were responsible for the bloodshed during anti-government demonstrations in August. The National Council for Human Rights also said the police used excessive force to disperse supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi on August the 14th. The Lebanese army has deployed commandos to its eastern borders with Syria to contain the influx of Western-backed militants. Hundreds of insurgents crossed into Lebanon after Syrian forces took control of the border city of Yarmouk. The city was the insurgents' last major stronghold. In Syria, at least six people have been killed in a car bombing in the city of Homs. In addition, 20 people, including women and children, were injured in the incident. The blast occurred in the Zahra neighborhood of the city, which is under the control of the Syrian army. Palestinian Authority officials say they will end the so-called peace talks with Israel if no agreement is reached by the April 29th deadline. Chief Palestinian Authority negotiator Saeb Erekat says that Israel should choose whether to continue its settlement activities or to continue with negotiations. A British vice admiral says the UK will be forced to abandon its nuclear weapons arsenal if Scotland becomes independent. John McConnelly says that Scottish independence is a major strategic threat to Britain's military might. McConnelly says that the UK would lose its seat on the UN Security Council if Scotland succeeds. The British government's special advisors are under scrutiny after revelations that ministers have been quietly giving huge pay rises to some of their own advisors. At the same time, the pay for public sector workers has been cut or frozen. Unions and several opposition parties are now accusing the government of having wrong priorities.